Oh man, we're going to get slated for this one.
We're going to hell.
Welcome to another episode of Would You Rather. Today, I'm joined by H, and I'm joined by Kirsty. Before we start, let's have a customary shot.
A different drink from last time, I think.
No, still tequila.
Is it?
Same, yeah.
It's the same.
I think you went down the wrong hole.
You like going down the wrong hole, don't you?
Where are you
left it for? Oh,
God. All right, question.
Can you see? You always pick.
Right, would you rather marry into a gypsy family? Or marry into a copper family.
I know what I'm going to go for.
Right, let's have H first. So would you rather marry into a gypsy family or marry into a family full of police?
All right, let's get one thing sorted. I'm black, so a gypsy family...
fucking coppers would beat the shit out of you. Imagine, hang on a minute, imagine if you get like an old granddad what used to be ex-Met. You wouldn't stand a chance, mate, of a Christmas table.
Oh, man, I'm going to get done either way.
Hang on, yeah. Right, let's set the scenario. So how many?
You need to think. Go with the gypsies.
Yeah.
What can they give you? Can they give you anything?
Apart from abuse, no.
Yeah, but the police would do that. Hang on a minute. So let's establish it. So if you're married into a gypsy family, so...
Yeah.
Then very loyal.
No, we're on it. So would you have to, yeah, so let's set the ground rules. So you'd have to be on a campsite with them. Ooh. Traveler site. Not like travelling around. You'd have to be right in the heart of the community. And with the copper family, the mum and dad live next door, if you've married the daughter, and then the grandparents live the other side of that.
And the police station off the
and the prison to stand around.
Oh, man. That's a hard question. That is a hard question. Because I'm not luxed by either of them.
He'd be screwed in here.
Yeah, but let's stick a bit as a moral compass. Who would you rather be associated with then? Like, would you rather be married into, like, coppers? or gypsy family?
What type of gypsy family?
Proper travellers.
Which
like
one, like
what you on the
not a showman, different. Not a showman what do with fairground rides and all that. Proper like gypsy family, go out graft, tarmacking. So H would have to take up a trade. So H would have to learn to tarmac.
Which one? Irish or Romanian or
let's go
English.
Proper Irish.
Romanian is a lot.
He knows a lot about gypsies.
He does,
Hang on, hang on a minute. I just forgot. Who have you got a kid with?
Wait, what?
I just forgot. Yeah. I just remembered. Well, he's got a kid. How old's your kid?
It doesn't matter. Let's talk about something.
No. How old's your kid?
It doesn't matter.
How old's your kid?
It doesn't matter.
How old's your kid? Two?
No. Let's talk about something.
No, this is would you rather. What? It is what it is. So this is cards and table.
No, you can't involve kids.
No, okay. So no, we're not saying. We're just saying age.
Age.
How old's your kid?
Which one?
The one you've got with a gypsy. Because I know you've got one with a gypsy.
How do you know that?
He has, hasn't he? He has.
So what are you keeping secret, Kirsty?
I'm not. But.
Hang on a minute. You were saying that gypsies are trying to move into your house.
No, I didn't say that.
You know a hell of a lot about gypsies. Why?
Why are you saying that for?
Why do you know a hell of a lot about gypsies?
I don't.
Come on, talk.
No, I was winding you up.
You see, there you go. You're not... There's no...
He isn't, is he? He's lying.
Oh, man.
Four, yeah?
You've got four kids.
No, three kids.
Three kids. And the one you've got with a gypsy is four years old. So what's she like to live with then? You've got first-hand experience.
I don't live with anybody.
But did they try moving to your house?
No. I went to live with her.
In a caravan site?
No, not in the house. You know her as well.
How do I know her?
So she's a gypsy what lives in a house?
Yeah, she lives in a house. But she ain't Irish gypsy.
What, she's Romanian?
No, English.
English gypsy. Mm-hmm. And all of her relatives tried to move into the house as well?
No. I was living with her.
He's living on the site?
No.
Did you used to go and visit on the site?
Maybe a couple of times, yeah. We stayed on the site. Yeah.
Did you ever have to have punch-up light?
Why are you saying that for?
Because that's what they're doing, isn't it? Like, punch up. Like, did you ever, if you wanted to be introduced to a dad, did you ever used to have to go up to, like, send him a video message going, I'm coming for you! I'm fucking coming for you! Me and my kid are coming to say hello! I'm fucking coming to say hello to you now! And then you send that message and they go, oh, Kirsty's on his way.
No, it's nothing like that. You've been watching too many films. Oh, can you remember that time? About films.
About films?
When we was driving, can you remember? And I pissed myself.
Squeeze me?
Yeah.
When?
When we went to fetch a car and we were driving back, and then you had that Snatch CD on the music.
Yeah.
And you had that Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept on talking. Can you remember? And I had to stop the truck and jump out and have a piss.
Because you pissed yourself?
Yeah.
Or you had a little wee in your pants? Yeah. Because you thought it was that funny?
Yeah.
Is that what gave you the basis to go and marry a gypsy?
No. I was with her then.
You was with her then?
Yeah.
So you got a four-year-old kid with a gypsy?
Yeah.
And you're not married?
No. You don't get married. English ones don't get married.
What did her father say when you fucking banged her up, not being a gypsy? No, hang on a minute. Did you literally have to go into a caravan and say, I've shagged your daughter and now she's pregnant?
No. It doesn't work like that. What was the...
Why are you trying to check? Oh, no. Hold on.
How did you meet her? Did you meet her at like one of those like nightclubs where you pick her up and run off with them on the shoulder? Whatever they call it.
Do you know any? He doesn't know any. You don't pick it up, you just grab it.
Grabbing, is it? Is it grabbing? Is that what you did? How old was she? 10.
No.
Explain yourself.
How old is she? Come on.
Well, she's 40 now. 41 now.
41. How old was she when you met her?
Thirty. 36.
I guess she's an old gypsy then. I thought like they had to get married and have kids when they were young. So what happened with her?
You know more than me.
Obviously not. I'm not the one who put me fucking cock in one, am I?
How do you know grabbing?
There's just no terminology.
You know, you mean with the men.
You think I've just been hanging around like gypsy bars grabbing women?
Have you?
Obviously you have. You got a kid to prove anyway. It. Now, hang on, how did you tell her dad? How old's her dad then? The dad must be quite old.
I don't know. I can't remember. Let's...
Well, he's not going to be too happy about you getting his daughter pregnant. She got brothers.
So, would you go...
Has she got brothers?
Has she got brothers?
Why are you taking so long to respond to these questions?
I can't remember. I've got memory loss.
Selective memory.
So have you ever slept in a caravan then? Have you ever like been on the site and slept in a caravan? Have you ever owned a caravan?
You know I own a caravan. You know that.
Well, a piece of shit you used to have on your drive.
You set me up as well.
Oh, fuck off. Don't start with that shit.
He never set you up. You used to have a piece of shit caravan on your drive.
I paid £150 for that.
So tell us about your caravan then.
So I bought the caravan for £150.
And that's the one that was on your drive?
Yeah. And he said, you're working every day. You haven't got time to do this caravan up. Sell the caravan. The guy wanted to buy the caravan down the road. Was that right or wrong? because I had nowhere to park my car, and I was parking my car in front of yours, and people was knocking your door saying, can you move the car? We can't get past.
I remember that. Yeah. Go on.
Can you remember that or not?
He was talking about that in the truck, but carry on. Yeah, go on.
So he told me sell it to the guy.
Well, you sold it to a guy down the bottom of your road, didn't you?
So £200 I sold it.
Okay.
I'd done it up. Like, I'd done the ceiling. I'd done some work for. I sold it for 200. And then the guy sold it for £1,500. Because you set me up.
How did he set you up for?
Because he spoke to the guy saying, I've got a caravan for sale.
Oh.
Yeah?
Dude, what the...
So I sold that caravan to him, and then he took the profit.
Hey,
I took the profit.
Yeah, you took some money.
What the fuck are
you Because talking? I said to you, let's go to the guy, get my caravan back, and get the money back.
And yeah, but you said that, and you two nearly had a fight in the truck. Yeah. You two nearly had a fight in the truck. Because
you set me up.
No, he didn't set you up. You turned around and said that H should help you get the money back. You turned around and said you'd sold it for like 200. The bloke has sold it for 1,500. So the bloke owed you 1,300. And H turned around to you and said, whatever that bloke sold it for is on him.
Yeah, how does he...
So if he's made a profit...
That my profit?
How do you work
that out? How do you work that out?
I should have that kind of one back.
You sold it for what you sold it for.
You told me to sell it. You told me to sell it because I've got no time to work on it.
But how does he hold you money?
Because he gave you money. Yeah, scam.
Are you for real?
No, because I sold it. He sold it. Made some money on it. That profit's his.
No, that profit's his.
What?
That profit's his.
I don't understand, boy. Say you're doing it again. Ganging up on me.
Dude. No, stop. No, fuck that.
If I sold you this glass for a fiver, you sold that for £50.
Yeah.
You should give me that profit.
Why?
How was that
You sell it for what? You can't begrudge a man a profit.
No, I sold it to you. So you make some money, you should give me that profit.
If you're not making no... You're not making any sense. If you sold that for pocket change and he's made a fucking killing on it, how does he owe you money?
Because I sold it to him and the profit should be...
But you can't begrudge a man a profit. You should have just sold it for what you sold it for. If you wanted to sell it for more, you should have sold it for more.
Yeah, but he set me up.
He didn't set you up.
Because he didn't tell me to sell it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Just because he told you to sell it, it doesn't mean he set you up.
You owe me the money still.
What? Is he for real?
£1,300. Are you saying H owes you £1,300?
Well, if you give me...
I'll give you that.
No, give me £300 and then...
No. I don't owe you nothing.
How long ago was this? This was like going 20 years ago.
No. 10? 13 years?
Whatever, no, it's longer than that.
We haven't spoken for about...
Whatever years it was, you get that. I don't owe you nothing. You sold it for pocket change to a next dude, and the next dude sold it for a killing... That money's his. No. That money's his. I don't owe you nothing. He don't owe you nothing. You shortchange yourself.
No. Because you said you're thick.
I'm fit.
You're stupid.
It's just fucking... Yo.
Can you see what I'm saying? I sold the caravan.
You're going to get a fucking smack in the mouth in a minute. Oh,
I'm fucking thick. You sold...
You're stupid.
Listen.
Because... You rip him off? And I never rip him off, have I? I sold the caravan to him. He sold it, gave him the money, and he's trying to be thick. Now, he's stupid, he's fucking...
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Hey, lads.
Who are you talking to?
Don't fucking fight. Kirsty, sit down.
Listen, sit your fucking...
Kirsty, sit down, mate.
See, both of you.
Kirsty, sit down. Sit down.
I'm fucking...
Both of you.
All right, sit down. Let's forget about the caravan.
No.
Just calm the shit down.
No.
What are you talking about?
Give me 500 and...
I ain't giving you shit.
Just fucking sit down.
Are you for real?
Right, no name calling, all right? Right, we're all drinking at the table. No name calling.
Yeah, you give me the money and we can get on.
Why do I owe you the money?
Because I think you was in it.
Should we get back to the question? Let's just forget about it. Kirsty, you're not going to get 1,300 quid off any of this.
No, 500.
Right, that's enough. Let's just... All right, so the question is...
Hold on. If you just give me 250, and then we call you a day. Or not. Do 250.
Oh, my...
He's fucking winding you up, H. He's winding you up.
I'm not.
He is.
And then...
Oh, my God. What is
he's
wrong with
you? H, he's winding you up, mate. He's winding you up.
He's calmed down now, yeah? I was going to have him.
Mate, you'll take the piss.
I can't believe he's wound you up again.
If you didn't stand up, I was going to take him out.
Mate, if I didn't stand up, H would have put you through. How many times did I used to save you from H?
That's bang out of order.
Only once. Can you remember the once?
Go on.
You can't remember.
As long as it isn't. No, I remember you wound H up before about this caravan thing, and I had to get out and I had to stop him hitting you.
No, I remember him winding me up, and he nearly left me at the fucking petrol station.
No. Listen.
Go on.
Because it was me and you on a repo. Just me and you, and we was arguing that whole night, and on the way back.
Yeah. You want to know why?
Why? Go on.
I fetched the keys off you. You said one driving. Not two people drive, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you had some damage the weeks before. So one person, any damage, you pay for the damage, yeah? I was driving. Going down, go this way. Tom saying, I said, no, because it's the dead end. He said, no, that Tom is right. You go that way. So I went down. Can you remember?
No.
And the road was going closer. And I said, I can't get through there. And he said, no, just keep on going. How long it took us to back it up? And then you wanted to drive it back because you saying I was taking too long to reverse it back.
But you was taking long.
It's dark, about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Are you?
Then we got to the service station to get some diesel. And he said, I'm driving now. I said, fuck you. I'm doing the driving because you said only one person do the driving. And then I was going to drive off and leave him. Tell me why.
He was going to leave me in the petrol station.
And try to get the keys off me.
I never knew about this.
Oh, I told you the next day.
Mate.
Right.
I was going to take him out.
Stop trying to wind H up, right?
I was going to take him out.
Right, so the question was, Jesus Christ.
I can take you out.
The question was, would you rather marry into a gypsy family or marry into coppers? I can't remember what you said now.
I didn't even get that.
Okay, right, let's go. H, take it away.
Right, as far as I'm concerned, gypsy family, I wouldn't be welcome anyway. Copper family, a copper's a copper.
You'd have a shit kicked out of you.
A copper's a copper. So I think I'd have to take my chances on the gypsy. I'll take my chances with a gypsy because a copper's a copper. It's like a screw's a screw. Yeah. Always will be a screw.
Think about it. What can gypsies give you?
Well,
nothing. What can the police give you?
Nothing. Apart from shit.
Apart from a good hiding.
No, they can get him off things.
They can get him off.
Well, they trust me.
Okay, yeah. That can be your story. All right, hang on. So hang on a minute. So let's have your answer first.
My answer... I will take my chances with a gypsy family.
Why? What reason?
Because I hate coppers.
Yeah, but what the gypsy can give you? Look here.
What can a gypsy give me?
What can they look at you and what can you bring to the table?
Well, they don't know that yet.
Huh?
We'd have to see what they need, innit?
What do you think? What can
coppers give me? Come on.
They can get you off things. You can do a crime and they say, do this, say that, say no comment. Am I right?
Fucking hell, the amount of times we've said no comment, we can work that one out for ourselves, the amount of time me and H have been themselves.
Mate, good. If I went no comment, I wouldn't have went
what
to jail.
What can you bring to the table?
Well, it depends what they need, doesn't it?
Okay, so...
I reckon H would be good at tarmacking.
You got a bad back. And weak legs. He can't run.
You know what?
Hang on a minute. You hate dogs, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my God, H hates dogs. Every time we used to go repoing on the gypsy site, I always used to have to get out on my own, didn't I? H used to sit in the car looking scary, and I'd always go out and go into the caravan on my own, didn't I? sort it out, either come out with payment or fucking we take the car.
I hate dogs.
Oh. We've done that a few times, isn't it? When I've been on gypsy sites.
The Rottweiler?
Two.
No.
You did?
No.
You used
no.
to take them for a walk.
Dogging. Right, so then, Gypsy family.
Gypsy family, yeah.
I'll go for the police.
Why?
They can do more for me.
But you're in with a gypsy family already.
So I'm not. Whoops. Was that yours?
That's going to be your head on the plaque when the gypsy dad finds out you've been banging his daughter. Made her pregnant.
Okay,
you'll take the cops.
Yeah, I'll be with the cops.
What reason would you take the cops?
I can get you arrested. For my caravan.
Why would you get a black man arrested for? You fucking racist bastard.
You're going about his caravan again.
For my caravan. He ripped me off. £500.
Kirsty, we've already established you're just trying to wind him up.
Dude. Yeah. Please, I'll be with the police.
I don't believe you.
Why?
Because you're already in with a gypsy family.
I'm not with a gypsy.
You're already running with the gypsies.
I'm not.
You'd be selling fucking clover at the door next.
It makes sense.
I'll go with the police. I'll get you arrested as well.
What would you get me arrested for?
With your big mouth.
I want him arrested for his big mouth.
I set you up with the police, ain't it?
What would you set me up for?
I put something in the cupboard.
So you'd be a police informer?
Yeah.
So you join the police family
and get you arrested.
Why?
Wow. I said give me 250 and then we can get on.
Let's forget about your caravan.
Forget about the caravan.
And give me the 250. Simple.
Kirsty, you're only winding us up. We know you're winding us up.
I'm not.
Kirsty, we know you're winding us up. just leave it. Right. My question.
I know who you're
going to
pick.
Go on in.
Who's he going to pick then?
Who am I going to pick?
Who did he pick?
The police.
Would I fuck?
Really?
Do you honestly think I'd marry into a police family?
Thank you.
Because they're dirty, stinking bastards. I'd go and join the gypsy family all day. I'd be quite good knocking the door, getting some business.
What are your business?
Clearing out the gutters, cutting some trees down, putting a bit of tarmacking. I'd be straight in there. Okay. I'd go and live with a gypsy family all day long.
You're only saying that because I said police.
No, it's not.
I didn't say nothing. You would say
no, nothing. Because gypsies have got like a tighter community.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I've repossessed enough gypsy sites.
He's been with me enough times to a gypsy site. Definitely gypsies all day long. And there's some of them are fit. I mean, once you get past all the fake tan and the big eyelashes and all that, some of them are fit.
Really?
And they have old-fashioned morals as well.
Like what?
So as long as you bring money to the table...
Can you bring any money?
I can bring money to the table.
Okay.
As long as you bring money to the table, like they bring up the family... You know, I'm not against women having jobs and education and things, you know, all for it. But they've got, like, strong values. So if you manage to provide a nice big caravan, they make sure your meal's on the table.
Caravan again, yeah.
Oh, my God, you're not going to let this go, are you? You know what?
He doesn't owe you money for the caravan.
I'm actually disappointed. You'll take the cups.
Really?
You're a grass. You've turned into a grass at this table. You've actually turned into a grass.
Yeah, mixing up with you.
What does that mean?
You was that close getting me arrested.
When? Yeah. What, when you was running around the street with a baseball bat?
That was
your own fucking fault. We told you to put the bat away. Me and H was on the floor with a big simoleon. And I broke the fucker's arm.
Yeah.
So me and H are on the floor tackling a big simoleon. You're running around the street with a baseball bat. So don't bring this into the conversation.
Yeah,
That
was your own fault.
Right then, so let's wrap this one up. So would you rather marry into a gypsy family or into a copper family?
I'd pick gypsy.
Gypsies, you'd marry into the coppers. I'd marry into a gypsy family.
And now I'll get my 250.